What line and running games did you play? Or do you still play?
Running games? Tag?
Anything else? How about ball games?
Baseball, softball, four square.
What is that?
Well, there's four squares on the ground. You can, a lot of times they have it already made in a gym, and it's about the size of half this room, but it's divided into four squares, and a person stands in each square, and they're numbered, you know, one, two, three, four, and the person in four square hits it to everybody else, and you just hit it to everybody, and whoever gets out, that's when you don't get the ball, it just rolls out of the
What do you hit it with your hands?
Yeah.
What kind of ball is it?
Well, a soccer ball sometimes.
That's something else I never played. Did you ever play a game with a puck?
Hockey, but I don't play it.
Okay, how about with a tin can? How about ring games? I think mostly it's little children that play those.
Well, horseshoes and, just rings. Ring
dolls. How about standing in a ring? Ring around the rosy, or farmer in the dell, or any of those?
Ring around the rosy, I guess.
Any more?
No.
Little Sally Walker, do you know that one?
I've heard of it, but I never played it.
I've never played that one either. Were there any rough games that the children in your neighborhood played where people might get hurt?
No.
How about games with a knife?
No.
With a rope?
Well, jump rope.
Did you play marbles?
No.
How about jacks?
No.
All right. What kinds of parties did you go to when you were younger, or do you go to now?
Well, birthday parties, and I went to one school's out party. That was when school was out last year. But I don't go to parties very much.
Well, what are some other kinds of parties?
Costume party, engagement party.
Yeah.
Baby shower. Wedding shower.
All right. What kinds of music do you like to listen to?
Like classical music and jazz and Spanish music.
I'm sure Miss Cantrell would be glad of that.
I don't like rock music like everybody in this school does.
Well, there are probably a few people that would agree with you. Any others that you do not like?
No, I don't think so.
Just especially rock, okay? And then this really is the very last thing that I will ask. How do you feel about language, about especially speaking correctly? Do you think that everybody ought to speak correctly?
No, not really. I don't think there's something the matter with them if they don't.
Well, do you think that there ought to be a correct way of speaking?
Yeah.
And who should speak it, and why, and when?
Well, just whoever learns it, whoever gets a chance to learn it, I guess.
Well, do you talk differently with some people than with others?
Yeah, I talk different at home, I think.
How, in what way different?
Well, I talk different to teachers than I do to at home. I talk more, talk wrong at home. I don't use very good English. I don't hear either, I don't guess.
But do you talk any differently when you're talking to black kids than to white kids?
No.
Okay. Do you talk differently to older people other than just teachers?
No.
Okay. Suppose you wanted to know whether something was correct or not in terms of language, how would you find out?
Well, I guess look it up in a language book or ask the teacher.
Okay. Do you have any other ideas about language? Whether is slang good? Is it all right to use slang?
Just at home, it is. I mean, you wouldn't use it, doing work at school, but I think it's all right.
Do you think that everybody ought to learn correct English so that they could then use it if they wanted to? Or do you think it's important at all?
I don't think everybody should, but it's nice to...
What kind of people do not need to learn correct English? I guess it depends on your job. You know, for instance, a school teacher would have to know correct English, but who would not?
I guess everybody would.
Well, what to you is the important thing about language?
Just if the other people know what you're talking about.
Okay, I think that's a good way to end. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Oh, it was